You are now listening to No Dumb Idea.
Dumb Idea.
Welcome to No Dumb Idea. This is me, your host, Dala, joined by
Dibbledang.
Gym leader Nate. Let's go.
Ooh, nice. We'll fix that in post.
I think it was perfect.
Honestly.
Yeah, fair. I'm gonna fix mine and say mine at the same time as the
oh,
two
that's
of you.
Why.
There you
so it's
go.
Just a yeah. wall of yeah, just wall of names.
Don't want to be one of us.
But,
jeez.
Yeah, no, I'm trying to join you. Yeah, this is No Dumb Idea. It's a podcast where we talk about pop culture, like comic books, movies, video games, and the like, through games, discussions, reviews, and improv segments. And Gibbledang, Gym Leader Nate, mm-hmm. I'm fucking stoked.
Yeah.
I'm a big Xenomorph fan. I mean, as y'all probably
yeah, xenophobe.
No,
do you guys
really?
Like the Xenomorph?
Yeah.
I am a xenophobe. Yeah, xenophile.
I think I've made that joke when we last talked about Alien.
So last episode, because we always talk
about
it.
There we go.
Yeah. I, too, love Xena Warrior Princess.
Ooh. What's your favorite episode?
Oh, sorry.
The chest burster scene?
Sorry. I meant Xenon, girl from outer space mm-hmm. or whatever, the Disney movie.
I can reference things, too. Xenoblade.
What the fuck?
Hey,
oh, Xenoblade, my favorite. Nice. That's actually a good one.
Oh, man.
Xenoblade Chronicles
X. That's a good movie. Who they chose to play Pyro, though? I don't know.
Anyways, yeah, so yeah, the reason I bring this up, though, is, you know, don't tell anyone, but I got a little person, like, down up in Fox that, you know, can leak stuff.
You own a little person? That seems so wrong.
I don't think that's allowed.
It's a fetish thing, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
So they're
it's,
so
you know,
that's consenting
the, yeah.
to it.
It's
like
consented, yeah.
Thing. Okay.
Yeah, they are mine in that sense, but yeah. But they, yeah.
Is this the little gimp you kept describing that you have? That you have a little gimp in your base?
Yeah, Gimpledang.
Oh, that's
I forgot about Gimpledang.
It's weird that you named him after me, but go on.
It's fine.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, you know. But anyways, that's beside the point. They were able to send me Alien Romulus before it came out, because that movie's coming out soon.
Ooh.
They were able to send it to me. However, my internet's not that great, so they can only send the audio.
Okay.
So I put it on VHS. Thought maybe, you know, oh, it's like, yeah, fuck it. let's hear what Alien Romulus.
It's very strange that it lives in your basement and it sent it to you through the internet. I would figure it would just call you down.
Well, it was at work.
Okay.
Yeah, it sounds like it's more of a situation where they come over to participate in pretending to do this. So it sounds
to
like,
live in the
yeah, yeah, but they have their own life. It's, you know, yeah, I buy it. I mean,
either way, I have it on VHS. You know, I was able to port it over easily, no problem. You guys, y'all
sick.
Ready to pop on the couch and give this movie a listen before it's out?
Hey, if there's anything I could say, right. I guess.
Yep. if there's anything I could say, I love leaks. So, you know, anything early, I'll take it, even if it's just the audio.
Oh, yeah. Don't worry, I think this will be neat. It'll be like a book. You imagine, you know, we know what the actors all look like. So just imagine those actors with this audio.
Yeah, easy.
All right, let me go put it in.
All right, everyone shut up. The movie's on. Everyone shut up. Everyone shut your mouth. Shut up. No talking. No noises. We're in the...
So excited.
We're going to watch this in Gibbledang's theater. I forgot which episode I brought that up in. But everyone strap in.
Oh, that one. Yeah.
Everyone put their seatbelts on.
Wait, we have a leaked movie we're watching
I'm
in the theater.
Shit. Putting butter on my popcorn.
Shut up.
Nope, you're too late.
Okay,
don't let him in.
I'm ready.
scavenging vessel, the Nostromo, spelled K-N-O-W-S-T-R-O-M-O. Crew, 6. Cargo, scavenging goods worth 1.1 trillion squetzals. Course, the Dumbulus.
All right, guys. It's me, your captain, Captain Houston. You call me Houston for short, you know. All right, so thanks for joining, you know, after the, you know, cryo sleep. Oh, man, I know there's always a pain in the freaking backside. But I thought it'd be fun, you know, before we start our debriefing and going over what we're, you know, what we're doing here. I thought maybe we can just, you know, go around, introduce our names, our jobs, and maybe like a fun fact about ourselves, you know? I know we didn't introduce ourselves before we got frozen. It's probably awkward. That's just protocol. I'm sorry. But again, I'll go first. I'm Captain Houston. Houston for short. Fun fact, I got no thumbs. And that's me. And yeah, pass it on to the next person.
It's kind of confusing because you're trying to point at yourself, but it just looks like you're holding your
fist. Yeah, were you just holding you just your, fists, your up? Fists up to fight?
Like, you said, it's me, Houston.
Please don't hurt me.
I'm sorry. Like, look, I'm not a fighter. I'm a lover kind of guy. I don't have thumbs. I'll have them in my pockets.
I was about to say, Houston, do we have a problem?
No, definitely not. And what was your name, gentleman? Your person?
My name? Or the other one?
Yeah.
I can't tell if you're pointing. You look I'll like you're pointing with your thumbs.
It's
very strange.
Oh, sorry,
very
I always
strange.
Forget. I don't.
You know, you probably shouldn't gesture with your thumbs so much if you don't have any. That just
see, I forget. It was like a more recent loss. I'm sorry. Oh, here, I'll point with my pinky.
Did you lose them because you were gesturing at people real rudely and somebody cut them off?
Nah, window. Oh. Cut them off on a window and accident. Slammed it too
sir,
shut.
Sir, I've told you not to put your hands out in the space window.
Yeah, space window is for dogs.
That is how you lose thumbs. It's just true. Take it from me. Holds up hands, is missing thumbs.
Yeah, I was going to say, are you... Oh, say, Bray, we're brothers in arms, or brothers in thumbs.
Brothers in thumbs.
Know. Yes, I'm just
well,
missing
I'll
my human
thumbs.
I'll
take the lead here. My name is Cutter, and I'm here because, you know, I got, you know, I heard the same announcement that people were in need of a crew. And I figured I could make a good dollar as a cutter myself. That's right. That's what I do and who I am. I cut.
Okay.
If you got something that needs cutting, that's up to me.
Oh, round of applause. Round of applause. Thanks for showing. All right, what was
your
fun
fact
was
about
it the cutting?
You?
Oh. Yeah, Cutter. Mr. Cutter or Miss Cutter.
Fun fact about me. Oh, sorry. He, him. Fun fact about me. I once pierced a man's skull using nothing but a melon spoon.
Oh, that's nice. All right. Round of applause. I know it sounds weird clapping with no thumbs, but you know. All right. Who's here is next?
All right. Fine. I'll go. Everyone's looking at me. Name's Rugby. Let's see. I was, favorite color's blue. I'm an Aries. I guess I'll get the fun facts out of the way first. Let's see. Pronouns.
Those were fun. Those were very fun.
Pronouns are Rigby. So, I don't know how that works. I'll let you figure that out.
Very common. It's the future. It makes sense.
Yeah, as we call it, we're living in the future. Mm-hmm. So, us in the future also is the present. You know, my job is, let's see. Puts a bunch of things in his pocket. So, I like to collect things. I'm here to, as like a kind of... see what artifacts we got and what things I could take and put them in my room and you know, just stuff everything away in my pockets. Mm. Yeah. I don't have a hoarding problem.
All right. You say a holding or hoarding? Because I have a holding problem.
Is that funny?
Because you ain't got no thumbs. Yeah, we know that.
Yeah. Did you say holding or hoarding? Sorry.
I don't like your fucking attitude, man.
Yeah, you're being a little pushy there with them hands with no thumbs.
So I was people say I have a hoarding issue, but it's not true.
Okay.
Stuffs more things in pockets. Stuffs breakfast in pockets. Anyways,
I think he has a hoarding issue.
I'll be right back.
I think maybe he likes to my food.
He scutters away.
I'll go next time.
Oh man, he took my omelet.
Here, pulls out omelet out of pocket. It's okay, I'm the cook, actually, on this ship. My name is Aline.
Oh.
Don't say it too fast.
Wait.
I'm Aline.
Do you produce food from your pockets?
Well, I'm the chef. I'm the cook on this, you know, here ship.
Right. That's what space chefs do.
We all know that.
Well, I just...
We've all been here before.
Yeah, yeah. I have, you know, the technology, you know, spatulas and all that of the future. Or, as we call it, present time.
Mm-hmm. The futrescent, yes, my, yes.
Futrescent. What was my fun fact? I once, you know, tried for to play drums, and it was pretty good, I guess, you know?
It's pretty good.
We might be able to put together a little band up here if we get bored.
Oh, I like the sound of that.
Because I know I have my brother here.
Yeah, what?
He plays a decent guitar. Come on, get up there and say something, Feardy.
Yes, I just want to chime in and say I love human music, too.
Okay.
thank you.
Well, my name's Feardy. I wasn't too sure about this, but, you know, ever since we lost our parents, you know, all I got's my big brother Cutter, and I didn't want him to come along. So, my fun fact, I really like whale.
Ooh, all right.
Not the old world kind, the new kind that are sick all the time, and that ooze that odd slime every day.
Boy, I heard whales.
Yeah, I like those ones.
The country?
You like the country? I vehemently dislike the country, actually.
I may too, Bri.
Oh.
It's very...
Well, it looks like we got it.
They're very
scary.
That's
why we do these fun facts.
When they have different type of sporting tournaments, they get real crazy.
There we go.
I'm real afraid.
Yeah. What was your name again? Friday?
Feardy.
Feardy.
They call me Feardy.
Feardy.
All right.
It's short for Feardward.
Feardward.
Feardward. Gotcha. Feardward. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Great job, Feardy. You did good.
Good job,
Mike. We have one more. I see one more set of eyes that hasn't introduced themselves yet.
That's right. Sorry, guys. Hello. My name is Dallas Corbin. I'm the first mate to the captain. Pat's the captain's back. There you go, sir.
Thank you. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet. Well,
Dallas, I like this guy already.
I woke up a little bit earlier, and you know, I've just been tending to the ship while you guys have been slowly getting out of your cryo sleep. You know, as a normal first mate should do. let's see.
It's a good, yeah. It's a good first mate.
Responsible.
Fun fact.
Mm-hmm. Fun fact.
Yeah, what's a fun fact?
I knew what the question was. I was just repeating it. I'm a human?
Yeah, that's a good fun. Yeah, all right. Give everyone, you know, a round of applause for Dallas Corbin.
Wait, what?
All right.
Wait a minute. You said you're the first mate?
Yes.
Well, shit, you're going to know a lot about this place. Good. Glad we got you around.
Yeah, well, you know, I didn't wake up too much earlier. I think I know about, you know, I probably know the same amount of information that you guys do, so... Yeah, you know, I'm excited to be human friends with you and to drink milk together and
yeah. In fact, we should have a toast right now to our mission.
Oh, yeah,
get out the milk. There we go.
Someone give me a glass that I can hold. Puts it between two hands without thumbs. Like, oh, spills it. Fuck. All right.
It's like, hold on. I gotcha. Yeah, pours it into a mug. Slides you a mug that you can just wrap your fingers around.
Yeah. Puts fingers in the hole. Mm-hmm.
All right, guys. Let me show you how to make an Australian milk. Right. Give me the milk. Pulls milk in cup. Ooh. Throws cup away, pulls out Foster's. Mm-hmm. There you go. Now you got yourself a nice Australian milk.
I like your style.
Yeah, I like you guys, Mike.
Meanwhile, Cutter is is pouring a flask full of liquor into the milk itself, just dumping it in and mixing it up.
It's like a white Russian, but in reverse.
Yeah. They call these Russian cows where I come from.
Ah, nice. Yo, pass me one of them.
Take you some of that.
Kind
of
sucks there's no women on board, but all right. Next scene.
Wait, what? I'm a woman. What the heck? I'm the chef.
Where?
Aline.
Aline.
Aline, yeah.
Aline. Aline. Sorry.
You didn't even notice Aline introduced herself.
I did canonically leave before they introduced themselves. Hello.
Hello,
Aline. My name is, I should say good day. G'day, Aline. The name's Rugby.
Hi, good.
You know, if you're ever looking...
Hey, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. If you're ever looking for a little TLC, why don't you go ahead and climb into my scrap heap. I live down in the garbage chute. You know, well, it's not really a garbage chute. I call it like a trash chute, or not even a trash chute. I meant to say treasure chute.
Yeah. I don't want no scrubs, so I think I'm good.
Whatever. Fine. Fuck you.
Anyways, look, I brought you all here. Okay, here's the debrief. We're all here. We got a distress beacon from a ship, a space station called the Dumbulus.
The Dumbulus. Sorry, Captain.
Yeah,
go ahead.
Yeah, y'all heard of it.
You got this, Captain.
No, yeah,
of course. Everybody in the system's heard of that.
Yeah.
Why, the Dumbulus? What's that?
It's a space station it's like a military base. However, it's kind of gone. It's gone silent. With a distress call. Yeah. Usually there's a lot of like noise coming from it, because in space you can hear screams, you know? So same thing with this place, naturally. You know? Anyways, it's silent. We're, you know, naturally the military's going to come and see what's up. But before that, we're going to go in and we're going to scavenge
that
shit. All the nice things.
Excuse me, I've got a question. Uh-huh.
Yes, you, Frady.
Sorry, Captain.
I'm just...
my human
ambition, you know, one day I wish I could lead my own crew.
No worries, PC or DC or whatever.
It's Dallas Corbin. Oh, anyway, I said that in the wrong accent.
Dallas Corbin.
Deece?
Oh, thanks. So that was a question from Frady? Fearty.
It's Fearty, short for feared word.
Yeah.
Is anybody else maybe a little bit worried that whatever reason that they went silent, you know, it's still there?
Now, don't be worried, okay? I went ahead, you know, I just went ahead and, you know, there's no signs, or maybe there might be a sign of life on that shit, but either way, it's... Look, I understand we all have human stress and we're all of our human, what are they called? Emotions or, other things in our bodies.
Feelings.
They're making us very stressed right now, but scaredy, don't even worry about it, all right? Because the captain...
Having human feelings is hard.
I couldn't have said it better myself, Dallas. All right, so look, we're gonna get there to the Dumbulus in 24-6 hours. So, in the meantime, I want us some R&R, relax, rest, get some... just socialize and get ready, okay?
You got it. Ribs and more ribs.
All right, let's get the show on the road.
Oh man. Oh, come on, do the thing. Why won't you slide open?
Sorry,
oh,
huh? Didn't mean to scare you. I,
Dallas.
Fancy running into you here.
Oh my god. He gave me a heart attack.
Yeah, heart attack.
You can't do that if we're going on this ship, if we're going into this space station together. I'm going to drop dead.
Yeah, a lot of fear running through your, what is it, endorphins? Is that the word I'm thinking of? All these emotions giving you that kind of smell. Your pheromones.
Yeah. Yeah, my older brother calls it the stink of bitch.
The stink of bitch?
I'm not...
I would describe it as like the perfect test subject. Sorry, what were you going to say?
I'm not trying to be afraid, you know, I'm trying to be courageous for my brother, but it's hard.
Yeah.
Do you have any advice for me, Dallas Corbin?
Puts hands on shoulder. The grips really,
ow,
really... Sometimes I forget my human strength and other humans'
man,
limitations.
You must work out a lot.
No, but thinking about what to do, you know, I think in this situation, you should prove your brother wrong. You're really brave. And I don't think that fuckwit knows how brave you are.
Yeah.
Now, Freddy.
You know what? You're right.
I am right. I think... Freddy, if you're catching on, I think that you should go on the ship first. I think you should volunteer to lead the mission, beautiful strapping boy like you. It couldn't
maybe
be done.
I can finally prove that I'm more brave than my brother.
Yes. Yes, you are more brave than him.
He'll stop making fun of me.
He will stop
he'll
making
stop
fun
making
of me.
Stop making fun of me and saying that I stink like bitch.
Yes, Freddy. And then soon, we will usher in a new age of human innovation.
And it'll all be because of you. What do you say?
Yeah. Yeah. Slowly turns around in a trance towards the door again. All because of me. All
right, I'm going to go tell the captain that you're okay with this.
All because of me. Beep, beep.
Hey, Cutter, I see you're, like, really finely chopping those cheese wedges. Like,
some would say he's cutting it.
Yeah, well.
Sorry, I'm not here.
Well.
Yeah.
I'm not here.
Oh, yeah. You, well. Anyways.
Hey, stop watching me eat. Anyways. Yeah, I just, you know, when I was young, you know, Fearty was still only just beginning to walk. And, well, before we lost our parents, my dad was a real son of a bitch. And one time, I gave him some lip, and he picked up the space belt. And,
The spelt. Some would call it the spelt. Oh, sorry.
I said stop. Stop listening to my tragic backstory.
Hey. Yeah, we're trying to have a moment here. Jeez.
And, well.
Sorry. Hey, go on.
He let loose and broke my jaw. Ever since he broke my jaw, anything I ate, if it was solid, I'd have to cut it up, mince it into tiny,
oh my gosh,
itty bitty pieces. So when my parents finally died mysteriously,
finally,
you know, I knew I had to embrace who I was. I had to embrace who they made, who I became.
Oh my gosh!
So I became Cutter, and to this day, I still have to mince up everything I eat, cause I still got a poorly healed broken jaw.
Oh my gosh, you poor thing!
No, I don't need your sympathy.
No, it's just that olive. I see you're having a hard time as you try to cut. It keeps rolling here. Let me get that for you. Goes behind Cutter and like ghost style and holds knife. Ooh, there you go.
You are like soaking wet. Is there a reason that, like, is it sweat? Is it, like, do you have an overactive, you're, like, damp to the touch, like, oh, God.
I'm sorry.
What have you been doing?
I'm the chef.
What have you got all over you?
It's hot.
Hey, Alina.
It's mostly sweat.
Alina, I think I could use my food being cut, too, if you want to come over here and
You have cereal. It's fine. Here.
Oh, fuck.
Just pass the cereal. Can't cut cereal.
I hate this place.
Sorry, Cutter.
Don't worry, I've got it. Run. Starts chainsaw, cuts a bowl of cereal in half.
Thanks, Cutter. I fucking hate space, bro.
Aline runs out, crying, slips in her own sweat.
Oh, God, I could still feel her on me. Like, she was gooey to the touch.
It's probably a mixture of, it's probably lube, like in the original Alien movies, you know?
Yeah. KY jelly.
It's probably KY, just for effect.
You know, yeah. All right, just over here, looking, consulting Madre. Yeah, right there. Let's see. Same. Camera. Hey, wait. Who's that?
Fuck. Hey, Captain.
Rugby?
Captain, this is...
Rugby, what is
your room?
What's that behind your... Well, it's the cockpit. It's like pretty much everyone's room, but, you know, this is my office, essentially. What's that behind your back? You're holding something.
The door? Anyways, you know, just well, so you came to see how far are we from... How far are we from the, you said 24 hours? That's crazy.
That's not quite what I said, but I mean, we basically have 3 Earth human hours left, you know, before we get there.
Oh, okay.
I swear, where's my stapler? I swear I had it right here, right where you're standing.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny. I probably got a stapler back in my room, you know, haven't been able to get in there in quite the minute though.
Cutter walks up. What's going on, Captain? Is there something wrong with your space office? I mean, cockpit.
My spoffice? I was looking for a stapler. I mean, I know your big thing is cutting, but is there a chance
that big blue one you always have on your desk? I don't see it anymore.
I think it'd probably be a good idea if the three of us looked for it together.
Okay, sure. Well,
I can't find it.
Let's go check your room. And when we have Cutter, you said you had a hard time getting in. Cutter can cut our way in to the room.
Well, no, we're not going to cut all my
Perfect
stuff.
Plan.
We're not going to cut our way into.
No, the... no, just the... no. Cut our way in.
Well, I could open the door. No, that's British now.
I
could open the door. God, how could I not say that in Australian? I could open the door. I could
door.
I could open the door.
Open the door. Open the door.
Open the door.
Door.
Oh. Anyway, I could open. I could do that, right? But
open up my room.
I can open up my room.
Yeah.
But that's the thing. Is this just there's too okay, there's so too much shit in there. I need all of it. I need everything in there. All the rubbish and
I gotta tell you,
you know?
Rugby, you're acting awful suspicious. Yeah. In my years in outer space law, outlaw space, I've learned to tell when people are nervous. So why are you so nervous? Mm-hmm.
I'm not nervous.
It's the big anime sweat. We can see Gink. The big anime
I'm not nervous.
Sweat on your forehead.
Gink. Look. Pal, I think you touch his finger on chest. I think you best mind your own beeswax, Kara. Right?
Takes out two tiny razor blades from pockets. Quickly slashes a pocket. Ha!
Oh.
Whoa,
look what
That's just, never mind, that's just spaghetti in that pocket. Okay,
yeah,
you know what?
Fell out. Your spaghetti from earlier.
You know what? I apologize. I thought you had stolen something, so I cut your pocket open. But now I see that. I think it's just noodles you had in there.
Tisk.
That was my lunch. You know, Houston. Okay.
You know what? That's on me. You know what? That's on me.
We're sorry.
I really feel like a dick now, honestly.
Yeah. Really sorry. I apologize for. Cutter over here as the captain, I feel like I'm a bit responsible too.
Yeah, you two fucking pricks
really
come over here. You try to invade my space, right? Staples pocket back to pant with blue stapler. You over here,
pulls
you
it out.
You fucking you fuck with my pants.
That's a nice stapler.
Thank you. You fuck with my pants. You try to cut up all my valuables, right? And then what is this? Did y'all just freeze me just to open unfreeze me? Look.
Hands on shoulder.
We froze you because you're a good thief.
Why are you putting your hand?
Also why, we don't
why are you
trust.
Putting your hand on Cutter's shoulder?
Oh, sorry, Raw. I got glaucoma too, so it's hard to see. You know,
yeah, don't touch me.
After the,
I guess it's not.
Yeah. Sorry,
I guess that's not important for being a pilot.
Yeah, no, I'm the captain. I'm not the pilot. Anyway, we technically don't have one. It's automated. It's all AI.
Yeah, it's all just computer.
Rugby shoulder. Look, man,
it's not AI. I just want to say I'm a real human here.
Yeah. Oh no! Not talking
Bloody
about you,
fucking hell!
Where
the
hell you got
when,
here?
When have you been here, Brian?
Yeah.
How'd you come up here so softly? What the fuck?
I've been here the whole time.
I would joke you cut the thumbs off of me, or you scared the thumbs off of me. If I would make that joke, but I couldn't because I don't have thumbs.
Is that a popular phrase from where you come from?
Yeah, Kentucky. Anyways, look, rugby. We need your skills. You're one of the best scavengers in the world, on Earth.
I can find anything, and I steal everything.
So wait, you do steal?
Well, hold on. Wait a minute.
So
everything? So wait a minute.
Yeah, you can't blame us for thinking we stole one thing.
So we're
going
to be suspicious, at least a little. I mean...
Yeah.
Dallas, you said something? You had something you wanted to say, Dallas? Yes, exactly. Thank you. I've just been here. So I got a little bit of news, guys, a little bit of human news. You can tell, you know, I've got this,
my favorite kind of news.
This feeling of just prosperity flowing through my human veins. Mm-hmm. Drinks cup of milk to relax. So.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Wow, where did you get that?
Cutter's very own brother, Frady, has offered or has volunteered to lead the team into the Dumulus. Very bravely.
What? Wait a minute. Feardy said that? Ain't no way Feardy said he was gonna lead the way.
Yeah, that guy smells like
right
bitch.
You gotta be kidding me. That's what I'm always saying. You smell it too?
It's delicious. It's true.
It's like salty, sweet.
Guys. If the bitch wants to prove himself, let the bitch prove himself. If Freddy said that, Feardward himself.
Feardward,
then by golly.
Feardy.
He's going to be first one through the door. Every door, for that matter.
All right. Well, I guess I got to trust him if that's what he said. We'll see.
I guess I'm just a little more upset by how freely you're just calling everyone a bitch now. Like, I didn't call him a bitch. Like, do you just call your mates bitches? Or
my brother? Yeah.
His brother, yeah.
Oh, you mean the captain? Yeah, no, I gave him permission. That's on me.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But it's only because that's what he smells like, I swear.
Yeah. That's true. We cut to a scene where Cuddy gives Houston permission. What's up, Cutter?
Hey, by the way, I'm trying to, like, kick my brother's ass a little bit and get him to stop being such a little wimp. So, like, I like to tell him he smells like bitch. So, if you can work that in to conversations, it's going to help a lot.
Wait, you guys...
Thank you. All right, yeah.
You're confusing my human emotions. You guys just started saying that right after we discussed not calling him a bitch.
What?
It's true. Like, what? You can't get permission asked.
I still got the permission. No,
we were reminiscing. reminiscing. That was a memory.
It was a thought. Yeah.
Stop spying on my memories. All right.
We pulled it up on our AI. Yeah. We could do that in the future or the present. We could bring our memories.
Yeah. We beam our shared memory into the computer screen, and we all just watched it
on the Wi-Fi.
Duh.
Anyways, look, we're about to get at the dummy list. Everyone get situated.
Oh, is it time for positions?
Yeah, all position. Right. Go get the rest.
Pulls out a bolt cutters, pulls out a chainsaw, pulls out a pair of sternum bone cutters. He's like, all right, let me get up towards my seat.
All right, I'm ready. Stuffs paper in pockets, picks up trash, rifles through bin, eats leftovers, steals milk. All right, I'm ready.
Oh, no, you stole Dallas's milk.
Slowly, Feardy, like, kind of shuffles into the... to the sitting area in the main cockpit, and he's, are we getting ready to go?
Yes, we are.
You're damn straight, a little bitch.
Yes, all right, my brave soldier.
Don't you call me that, because I'm gonna show all of you. All
right.
I'm gonna find the treasure in this little here, this clamshell here. I'm gonna find the pearl here.
Hey, fucking thing,
all right,
so.
All right, show us.
Couldn't find a pearl in his own ass, I tell you what.
I like this new attitude from you, Feardy.
Aline comes out of her room, like, covered in, like, flour, like, the driest stuff you can see, like a powder.
She's like, oh, I'm ready, boss. Sorry, we're out of,
Why must you always be covered in stuff?
I was a little nervous last time. I was a little wet, so I used anti-lotion. Baby powder.
Powder.
So you turned yourself into a powdered donut?
I mean, yeah, I'm a chef, you know.
That's fair. That's true.
All right, look, let's powdery ass Aline.
Must be a
down.
Baker.
Right. In fact, this might even be better because now we can use your tracks, kind of like Hansel and Gretel, you know.
That's right. That's true.
I kind of stole her tracks.
We all look, and all her powder's already gone. It's like all off of her body already. Like, what
in
the
his
hell?
His
pockets full.
Well, it's because I might need to use the flour later, so I'm gonna have to, I need it. I can't get rid of it, so just...
Hey, I don't think any of us are gonna have a complaint, because let me tell you, she did not need to be covered in something again. That was weird.
No, fair. All right, look, we're gonna, our ship is docked, and we're about to enter. There are two different paths, so we're gonna
split. I love docking. Sorry, what?
Yeah, I could tell. What? Anyways. Mm-hmm.
Split up? I think that's a great idea, Captain.
Thank you. We're going to split up. All right, Frady, you're going to be leading one team.
All right. I can do it.
And I'll go with him.
Yeah, because you said.
Yeah. Dallas will come with me because he's the only one who believes in me.
Yeah, Aline, you come with
me,
too.
I'll go, too. Yeah, I'll go, too, because maybe I need my powder. I don't really care for Cutter no more.
Fuck, bro. The only
chance. Yeah, my brother. I'm sorry, Aline. My brother can be a real son of a bitch sometimes.
No worries.
Rugby turns to Cutter. Fucking hell, that guy, the team of dorks are the ones that get the chicks? The chick? Are you fucking kidding me?
No, honestly, it's probably better that way. Honestly, I think Fury will probably get better along with her than any of us at this point. So, let's let it be. We'll be team get it done, you know what I'm saying?
I'll be taking Rugby and Cutter with me, and we'll go down the left hall. To the science labs.
And I'll cut the doors open so that we can gain access.
All right. Perfect.
Snip, 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 snip.
Dallas pushes him forward. All right. All you. Go ahead, buddy.
Yeah.
Okay. You know what, Aline? Shove. You go up there, too.
What?
Come on, Aline. We got this. We got this. It's all right.
My two here, brave just, soldiers.
I'm just going to shake. Or crack. Shake. Holds up glow stick. All right. We got this. We're going to figure this out. I'm sure there's something that's valuable in here. That way I can buy my safety for good.
Oh, yes. Let's see here. You're going to leave here in one piece. Both of you guys, I just want to be as humanly reassuring as I can. Both of you guys are going to make it out of here, okay?
Yeah, thank you. I'm very, very reassured.
I really appreciate that.
My brave soldiers.
Yeah, I was raised without parents and as an orphan, so I don't really understand if that's how people talk. But I believe you, and I appreciate your support, Dallas. It's real nice.
Guys, I'm getting... I'm getting something on the motion trackers up ahead
it's
in
fine.
The room just ahead.
It's fine. It's fine.
Wait.
It's okay.
What do we do? What do we do?
Nothing.
What
you guys are good. You guys are good. Just
what do we?
Here.
Yeah, fear to you.
We gotta see what it is. Here.
I'm just
I got
a cook.
It. Yeah.
Oh. We see like a scamper. The thing moves and like noise.
There's something out there.
Test subject one through the glow stick as expected. Perfect.
What'd you say, Dallas?
I'm sorry?
Dallas, did you say something? Did you say something I'm slightly proud... behind us and at a muttering level?
Yes.
Dallas, here's that milk that you told me to make sure I bring.
Oh, thank you.
Here's your hourly milk jug.
It's like a whole, it's a whole, like 2 liter.
Gallon.
You must have been some kind of thirsty, huh, Dallas?
Yeah.
You really got what they call human thirst.
Oh, yes, human thirst. Yeah. I drank the regular amount of human milk. Well, not human. Yeah. Well, yes, human milk.
You told me to bring more, too, so. Yeah.
Is that why you put your name on all of those bottles? It's human milk?
I don't think that's his name.
Or is that the city it came from?
Humane.
The Dallas.
Oi. Oi, I found something. Check this out.
All right, guys.
Look.
Oh, what? This is a cool science lab. Yeah. What is that?
It's like a little...
It's like a...
It's like a little, It looked like it might have held like a snake or something. You know, I bet...
A snake? Yeah, oh. Like, that's... Yeah, just...
I'm gonna keep this.
That was just a wrapper.
I'm gonna keep this. This looks
I thought that was...
Oh, guys, are you sure you want to keep that? I think it might be trash.
Oh, I need it! It's not...
Look,
you wanted
that's fine,
me...
That's fine, he can keep...
Yeah, no problem.
Look. He can keep it.
I'm the best scavenger in the fucking universe, right? You wanted me on this goddamn ship. You're gonna have to, you know, let me just scavenge away, and then we'll sort through everything later.
Yeah, it's your process.
And then I keep the rest, and, you know, that's kind of how it goes.
Okay.
Sure.
The real question is, has anybody found any, like, lockboxes or chests or... The door to this fucking place was open, so I didn't get to cut shit.
Yeah.
If
you want, there's stuff... There's a scalpel right here with this little crab thingy, which, I don't know, it looks pretty normal to me.
Ooh.
It's like a face crab thingy. You want to cut it?
It's got like a shell that I could cut open. We can see what kind of creature this is. Maybe this is what they were studying here.
Oh, true. Yeah, maybe we could scavenge that.
All right, gets out, circulating bone saw.
Just then, an old man in a lab coat.
Wait. Don't do that.
Holds up cutter. Don't you get away from me.
I don't have
sheet.
I wasn't
stealing
anything.
Face off like in that ancient movie, Face Off.
Oh, yeah, that's super old. How do you know? I'm old and I don't even know that movie.
I study old media. Anyways.
Yeah. It's a minor, I imagine. Anyways, look. I'm a scientist from this Dumulus. Don't cut that because it's got acid for blood and it'll chew through the fucking hole.
Through
the whole ship, that is. The
it's
whole
got
ship.
Acid blood?
It sounds pretty
fun. Yeah, you don't...
What is this thing?
That's sick ass,
bro. Wait, what kind of acid are we talking about? Yeah. Or are we talking about the kind of acid, like, you...
Wait a minute.
LSD? Like the good shit? I haven't had any of that since, like, the 70s.
Now, hold on.
Duh, it's the bed.
Yeah, maybe we should cut this open then.
No.
Yeah, there we go.
I mean, I think we should. Yeah,
let's cut that all in.
We're scavengers. Yeah. You know, we're taking this shit.
I'm gonna go
back.
Kill this old man.
Yeah, tie him up or something. We're gonna get the LSD out of this.
No,
thing.
Wait. Look, I have some information.
Rugby runs up
shit.
Behind him, holding a knife to the old man's throat, but also Rugby is soaking wet.
Oh, why are you so wet?
Oh, don't even worry about it, bro. I'm so fucking excited.
Look, you guys got me. I'll spill the beans. The Domulus, as you know, is a military base where we get these aliens called Xenomorphs. But we've been experimenting and trying to make them better soldiers and weapons. We even made some that can talk. They're so fucking evil, and their blood is acid, and if you cut them, they're gonna... my chest! Oh, what the fuck? What is this
shit?
Maybe you had some bad acid.
You need to cut back on your sodium intake, bro.
Stop trying to break free, bro. You got you in a headlock. You can't even fucking leave anywhere, bro. Holy shit!
Don't
worry.
Yeah.
I'll vent the pressure, and I'll cut his chest open.
Who's the chest burst comes out like
what the fuck is that?
Jesus.
Oh my god. I think I'm gonna
don't do that, Cutter.
Meanwhile,
right into this guy's cut.
head over heels by Tears for Fears starts playing like bum 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 bum. Oh my bloody god. What the hell is that thing? I gotta fucking have it. Come back here, little guy!
throws
corpse to the floor. Little buddy, come on! Come on, I just want to need to keep you!
Rugby, no, don't do fucking... it! Don't go! Oh shit, he just went after that thing. He's gone.
Alright, I guess it's just me and you. We're gonna have to
figure out where he went.
Yeah, the comms are down too, so we'll have to kind of figure this out step by step. We can't reach him. Alright, let's go down this hall.
All right, let's go.
Rugby runs back. Oi, I think I know where it is. I'll be right back. And he runs that way.
All right, guys. Like, I think I'm kind of getting scared and spooked. Maybe we should head back. What do you think, Fear D? I mean, you're in charge here.
No, I'm not heading back until I've got proof of what we saw, so I can show my brother. I know this one section of the station's flooded with water.
You guys are doing good.
I'm gonna go in there.
I'm really proud of you guys.
Dallas, you're really far back there.
I'm observing.
Is that, you're gonna stay?
I'm just observing.
Okay. All right, we'll call for help when we need it, okay? But if I say Idaho, you gotta come help us.
I have your milk though too, so don't forget. You gotta come to me if you need it.
True, we do have her.
I'll follow you to the ends of the space station, Fierty.
All right, we're gonna start wading through this water. Oh god, it's so
to your left.
I think there's oil in it.
Go to your left.
Huh?
Both of you guys. Gunk here. Move closer to your left.
There's a doorway here.
Okay. Right. Yeah, huh.
Let's look inside
there. It's kind of dark. Do you have your flashlight? Let me pull up my flashlight.
No flashlights.
Here.
No flashlight.
Here, I'll just use my phone.
Oh, that's smart, yeah.
There we go.
No service though, unfortunately.
No, but yeah. I still got battery for a flashlight. That's good.
What is
this? Slowly approaches a large, like, gooey...
like wall construct?
Yeah.
Suddenly Fearty's phone starts to ring. Like, it's Dallas.
Dallas? Wait a minute.
Oh, what the heck? Service? In here?
Hello?
Hey, what? You gotta touch the wall. Just stick,
touch
kind
the
of
sticky,
stick your...
Just touch the sticky wall?
Oh.
Yeah.
How does he know it was? Are you FaceTiming him? Are you FaceTiming, but you're on the phone? Like, it's
no, guys, I can still see you from here.
Yeah.
Just like far in the corridor. Yeah, sorry, far corridor.
No. Oh, all right.
You need to get a sample of whatever's on the wall for me.
I'm gonna.
All right, so let me just get this little. I'll get this little can here.
Yeah. Oh, I have an empty milk jug for you.
Oh, perfect. Here, give me that.
Yeah, there you go.
I'll just gonna scoop some of this slime.
No, not in the milk jug. Not in the milk jug. You gotta find. Put it in your pockets.
What?
Okay. Okay.
All right.
I need the milk jug.
I guess I'll have to.
I need the milk jug for later.
Well, it's empty.
Yeah, for milk.
I guess.
For refills?
Look, I got some on me, and I'm used to gooey, but this is gooey, if you know what I'm saying. This is like extra gooey.
Do you feel that? Aline, do you feel that in the water? Oh, what was that?
I thought that was you playing footsies. What the,
something just went by me. What was like?
Oh my gosh.
Oh, gosh.
And then suddenly Dallas pops up. Hi guys.
What? Dallas, Jesus.
Sorry. Just a little human trick. Just a little human
trick. Yeah,
just a little, you know.
He scared me a little. Jeez, oh my gosh.
Dallas,
well, we got the sample.
I've got the slime for the sample. Should we take this back to everyone else then?
And then Dallas takes the samples. Yes, but I believe that I'm going to be the only one making it back to the team. And then Dallas pushes them into the sticky.
Oh my god.
It's so gross.
Oh no.
Dallas, come back.
Oh, this is stickier than the floor of the boys' orphanage.
Dallas walks away.
I don't want to know what orphanage you're from.
Whistling the Harlem Globetrotters theme.
Nice.
How could he do that, Dallas? Dallas!
Wait, I think. Fearty, I think I see him coming back. Wait a minute. No, that's not Dallas. That thing's got, like, biomechanicalism on him.
It's.
Is that?
What is that thing?
What?
Oh, God! Hold on, I'm almost through this last door.
Alright, cool, thank you.
Alright, we can head this way now, down this corridor.
Man, I can see why they call you Cutter. You're pretty good.
Yeah,
at it.
You know, it's it's not just because I fart all the time.
That's true.
Do you have a cousin named Slicer?
Hey, wait a minute, how do you know
you
Slicer?
You cut real well. Oh my gosh, we go back in high school. I was going to say, just like he slices a little. You know, I can see there's like similarities, you know?
We have similar techniques. We grew up together. We practiced our techniques together.
Small galaxy. Small galaxy.
Oh, man. You should meet Crusher, my uncle. Oh man, son of a bitch. He left, he left years ago and abandoned all of us, even though my parents were dead, because he never stopped working.
Damn. Crusher?
He never stopped working.
That must have been Crusher.
That man's going to work himself into the grave.
Jonathan Crusher?
Yeah, Jonathan Crusher.
Bloody fucking hell. What is fucking small... Mate, that's my bloody cousin. Crusher?
Wait a minute, Are we
third cousins? Which
something
is
like that.
Which is
well,
why
damn.
this accent kind of flips back and forth between comes and goes.
Because you probably had a lot of people related to me who were speaking with,
sometimes
my ambiguous southern accent.
Sometimes this accent almost turns into a southern accent at times, and I think I found out
that's how that works.
Like, we might be related.
Yeah, wow. What a fucking revelation. That's cool. Wow. Did you guys hear that?
Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot that we were chasing the xenomorph and that I was trying to hunt the xenomorph and find it.
Wait.
Oh, yeah, anyways.
What the hell's a xenomorph?
It's the thing that the guy described earlier. You weren't listening, bro.
Oh, yeah, he did.
He did describe it.
I wasn't. My bad. Sorry. I did, yeah. I forgot.
Anywho, it looks like the little critter. It looks like this little critter might have gone through a grate.
It sounds like something bigger is coming.
Yeah. Let's get behind these pipes and hide.
Alright, everybody down. Get behind the pipes.
Oh, shit. Okay.
I don't like hiding, guys. Oh, I get really claustrophobic, so bros.
Wait. Shh. Wait, listen. Shh. Look,
there's two of them.
You can hear something. I think they're talking.
I don't know, Terry. It's just... The wife is nagging me every day. She just says, mm-hmm. you know, you go to the hive, mm-hmm. you spend your time there all the time, and just, you come home and you don't even pay attention to the face huggers. And I said, look, woman, I'm tired, you know, I just, uh-huh. I'm working all day, I'm working at work just to survive, and I don't know. I feel you,
Jim. It's like, and then they don't even appreciate the fact that I'm doing all this for them. You know, this is for the hive. You know, I'm doing my part. But no, it's still not enough.
No.
It's crazy.
It's like, I just...
Hey, oi! You two, it's me, the captain, Zeno. Fucking... What's the updates?
Yes.
Give me the updates.
Derek, we're still looking for people, please.
Yeah, we heard... You said you heard noises down here, but we ain't found nobody yet.
Alright, just keep... I keep hearing people, so keep an eye out. Or lack of eyes, I should say.
You're hearing us.
You say that all the time.
Look, I say that, you don't believe me, then it's gonna happen, and then who's got the egg on their face?
All I know, Derek, is we better be getting overtime for this. Alright?
You will get an overtime. Don't worry, I'm working there. The queen,
face huggers to take care of.
I do too.
We better be...
Alright, look, keep patrolling, I'm gonna go... Check out Quadrant Z. How are you fucking there? If you see something, yell. All
right, bye. Jeez. This guy, the nerve. Jeez. The nerve of people.
How did they make that guy captain?
I think...
So many people in the hive. So many xenomorphs in the hive. Derek gets chosen. It's crazy.
Let me tell you, I don't think that guy was a chest burster. I think he might have been an asshole burster, if you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
This fucking guy railing me all day.
Oh, bro. Those guys are so fucking scary, but relatable a little bit. I get it.
Yeah, that Derek guy did seem like an ass.
Oh my god, wait, guys.
They go through the same things we do.
Guys, look. It's that little fucking xenomorph. It's scurrying around down there. It's gonna scurry through its legs. I think I'm gonna go get it. Yeah, I'm gonna get out. I'm gonna go get it.
Wait, no.
Be careful. The big ones
are there. Don't mind me.
Hey, who the fuck is this guy?
Hey,
Don't mind me. Alright, guys, I'm back.
Cutter, I'm gonna cause a distraction.
Don't worry, guys, I'm back.
Holy shit, it's a human.
Just quick, damn, you're really good at your job.
I don't think they saw
me. Tiny mouth.
Holy shit, it's a human.
Up the little mouth. Yeah, that's funny.
Yeah, it's a human.
Oh, don't talk back to me. Get back in there.
Fuck. Run.
Get him. They keep responding to my tiny mouth. Get him.
They got me, guys.
Hey, we're other aliens, and we're we see them too. We're running in.
Hey.
God damn it, I told you guys to yell if you see them. It's me, Derek. God damn it.
Get him, boss. Right. I'll get him, boss. Shit. I'm the big henchman alien.
The big fucking mafioso.
Put the Harlem Globetrotters theme. Wow. Now that I have this subject right here, you know, I could go back and observe the bodies a little bit later, see what happened, and, you know, oh my god.
Slowly a figure shuffles in from the darkness, missing arm, missing leg, one leg, one arm.
Nihilus, you left us.
Oh my god, you're...
You left us to die.
Wow, look at you, you're hopping over. The perfect, you got one leg and you're hopping over towards me. Wow. Come here, boy. Come on. You got this. Come on.
I'm gonna get you in. It's the last thing I do.
Good
Dallas
subject.
Corbin.
Yes. Good boy. Come here. Come to me.
I'm gonna kill you. I swear I'll bite your legs off.
Come on. You're almost there.
He trips and he falls in the water again. He's like bubbling. He's like,
I can't believe you did this. Why, Dallas? Why?
Well, you see, it's, I was programmed with, you know, to you know, further the advancement of humankind, which is why we're going on this mission, seeing what artifacts we could discover from the Dumulus, and so
I could have hailed.
I guess I listened more to the making humankind better, not the actual part of the plan, but I took that as experimenting with the xenomorph DNA, and I don't know, I guess mixing a human? You're mixing it with human DNA, seeing how we could kind of, you know. I guess that's just kind of the plan.
Dallas, do it to me. Do it to me. I don't want to die. Make me a Xena warrior princess.
Well, I guess I have one question, Freedy.
Yeah.
Did one of those little creepy crawlies happen to crawl on your mouth at all?
Yeah.
Checks they watch. That was about like an hour ago. So you think your cycle might be like?
Yeah.
Oh my God, ooh. My baby, come here! Picks it up. Hello, you are just the cute. Yes, I am your mama. Oh my God. This must be the human emotions that they were talking about. I never knew that I'd experience the joy of childbirth, and this is insane. This is insane. What am I gonna call you? Theardy. Okay, I gotta go take you back to your family. Scutters away.
Aline just kind of fucking hobble over.
Is she also missing an arm? Like in the shadows. Leg?
No.
Other arm, the other leg.
Nah. She's like,
fuck that son of a bitch. He fucking tricked us. But literally, you know, I had enough powder in my back pocket that wasn't stolen that I didn't get stuck. Alright, I'm gonna get him. Just fucking goes off into like the shadows.
I don't know if I just want to keep doing this, just working for the queen and just, you know, every day it's just mm-hmm. the same thing.
I hear you, Tim. I hear you. But, you know, if you don't get the pork in now, you know, you'll never get to retirement, you know? That's what we're all really working for, right, Tim?
Oh, ow.
Guys, oh, my God. Aline, you're actually
alive? How you doing? Yeah.
Wait a minute.
Good to see you. You know, pushes Cutter away. I'm so glad you're safe. I've been worried about you this whole time.
Yeah, same. I mean, I'm glad to see some other... What happened to Houston? Where's Houston at?
Oh, well. Houston got eight.
Ah, fuck.
Oh, did he? I honestly, I just kept running.
I'm assuming we lost him back there.
Yeah. Shit. But we got this guy. Look at this little guy. He's holding the xenomorph. He's holding it by its neck. Look at him. He's cute. It's like flailing around. Its tail is constantly going like.
Get out of my face. Jesus. Oh my gosh. Those things almost tried to kill me.
Wait, Aline. Wait a minute, Aline. Where's Fearty? Where is my brother?
He was pretty damn brave. You could definitely see he's not a bitch. But unfortunately, Dallas Corbin tricked us and got him killed. Dallas. And he has one of those xenomorph things. We gotta get rid of Dallas. We gotta somehow.
He's gonna do something with one of them things.
Yeah.
He killed my brother.
I mean, we have one, but I guess we could sell ours.
Yeah. I'm not selling. This is mine. This is valuable. This is mine.
We'll get another one once I kill Dallas.
Hey, you fuckers. Don't look at him. This is my boy, all right? This is my valuables. You're not taking this from me.
Don't put him too close to your face.
Oh, no, trust me. I got a gorilla grip on this little guy. He's turning blue a little bit. I have to release it every once in a while.
Yeah, but, you're white-knuckling that dude. Chill out.
Yeah, I think
he might break his acid.
I think I'm preventing it from growing fruitly. So, you know, this is okay. It's okay.
Yeah. It's like a watermelon when you put the things on the watermelon and shape it.
Yeah. I guess that'll work.
Right, look. I don't know how to steer a ship. The captain was the only one that knew how to steer the ship through the AI. I think we'll just have to use the escape pods and crash the Demulus into this planet in the window.
All right. We got to do it then. Let's get back to the cockpit so that we can start steering it down towards the planet.
Yeah. All right, let's go. All
right. Everybody, aliens up ahead. Move quietly.
Yeah, okay? We got to go quiet.
if they can't hear you, they can't see you, or something like that. They're like dinosaurs, I think.
They don't have eyes, so I guess they don't, you know, they can't see us.
Hello, human guys.
So as long as they don't hear us, we're fine.
Hello.
Oh.
Now,
Dallas, oh my gosh, Corbin.
You son of a bitch, you left me to die, and you left his brother to die.
You killed my brother, didn't you?
Who was your brother?
Fearty.
My brother Fearty? The one you just went with?
Fearty? I didn't kill Fearty. No. Fearty is good, you know? He's just moved on to the next stage of his life, you know? He's a lot better than he used to be. He's a lot braver. He's a lot, taller, biomechanical. Why don't we go ahead and say, bring out Fearty?
Oh my gosh, what's that?
Hello, brother.
Oh.
you don't need to go ahead. You don't need to talk to Fearty. I can understand if it's a little hard to talk to Fearty right now, given the circumstances, but, you know, anything you want to say to your brother?
You've turned him into a monster.
I'm not your brother.
I'm gonna kill you. I don't need to talk to him no more. Starts chainsaw. Come over here, Dallas Corbin. I'm gonna cut you another asshole.
Well, looks like you're gonna have to get through my army before you get to me. And then
shit, he's got.
That's right. And we're here too.
Yeah, and I guess we might be getting overtime for this, but I want to
shut up with overtime. You stop worrying about it right now. They're fucking right here. Let's get them.
Everybody, new plan. Throws chainsaw at the group. Run! And then we all turn.
Chainsaw! Guys! Oh, fucking hell. I gotta get the bloody chainsaw. Oh, wait, no. No, I don't. Okay, no, it's fine. Let's go.
No, leave. Yeah, no, no, leave that one. Trust me.
I grab a... Grab I'll Rugby by the arm. Like, come on, yank him with us. Yeah, they all Benny Hill through the fucking corridors and xenomorphs chasing. Giant Derek chasing Rugby and.
Get him! Come on, get him, boss!
Get him, boy!
I'm gonna feel this in my knees later.
You better be increasing our medical insurance for this, Derek.
And overtime.
Oh god, thank god, we're in the fucking cockpit. Okay, close the door. Okay. Alright. Look, I'm gonna set the spaceship to collide onto the planet down below, so, you know, guys get ready and we're gonna book it after this. We have to get into that escape pod alone without a xenomorph, because that shit's played out, okay? No xenomorphs.
Yeah. Nope. Yep. Played out. Not letting anything in there. Not your little guy. No way, no how.
No one
in. You hear me?
No, at all. It won't be ironic, even.
He's not getting in that thing. Not
Come
with
on,
me.
Man. Look,
I will throw you off entirely if I have to.
Is there at least another escape pod I could take?
No, it's the only one.
Look, fine. I knew this.
Launches all other escape pods so that they're not available.
I knew
Say
this,
goodbye to your son.
I knew this day would have to come sooner or later, all right? Just give me a little word with my son, okay?
All right. You're going to have a few minutes while we start getting this ready to crash into the planet.
Yeah, and then you're going to hear the time countdown like in by a woman's voice. And then you'll know where to get going.
Now look, Rugby Jr., a.k.a. Footy. I call you Footy. Look, Footy. You've been a... I always thought I needed you in my life, right? You always give my life purpose in the last 10 minutes. And, you know, I've never really had a son. But it would be you kind of gave me a glimpse into what being a father would be like, and I'll never forget that. Oh God, I'm gonna have to let you go. I think this is my bloody character arc. I think I have to learn not to steal things all the time and let things go.
It's okay, Dad. I'm okay, Dad.
Oh fuck, I could talk, and then snaps his neck. Oh fucking hell! What the fuck was that? Geez.
Yeah, no, I understand. As soon as they talk, they're way less cuddly.
Fucking get rid of that shit. All right. I'm a new person now, guys. Let's go.
Everybody ready to run? Woo!
Yeah, we just course gonna go down the corridor and
go. Oh, we finally made it.
Oh my gosh. Alright, and oh, look at it. The ship just exploded on that planet, that random ass planet. Okay. Wow. We're safe, guys. Hopefully that's there's no xenomorphs on this.
That's for you, Fearty. That was for you.
You know what, Rugby? I like the way that you were kind of like a father figure. It's kind of hot, you know? I gotta admit.
Yeah, I didn't expect to see that side of you.
Okay.
Yeah. I like the way you snapped its neck as a good loving father would for something.
It's kind of
freaky like that.
It's kind of inappropriate just from all the things that we just went through right now. I think I just need like a minute to process just what's happened. Like, yeah, like you said, like I was I just became a father and had to snap my neck, my son's neck, and I didn't think that was
all
necessarily
of a sudden,
an aphrodisiac.
I thought, I thought Fearty was gone. All of a sudden, I'm smelling bitch all over again. Jeez.
Hey, Cutter, I think should you be saying that as the HR? I don't know if you should be saying that.
I think the captain was our HR person. He's dead now.
Dibs on captain. Dibs on captain of the escape pod.
Second mate, first mate.
About that.
Call Cutter. First mate.
You're the chef now. Sorry, Cutter, your chef.
Fuck. Yeah, you're now. Yeah, so you have to cook.
But Elaine's the trade chef, even though she's always wet.
Yeah, but she called first mate.
I called first mate, and all we have is milk. So you better know how to make stuff out of milk. In fact, make us an Australian.
What's above captain? I'm general.
So Rugby says milk. I love milk. It turns and winks at camera.
The trio have successfully escaped, setting the dummy list on a collision course for random planet LV-426. As the trio's escape, we jump straight to the careening dummy list.
Honey, look, I know I don't have too much time now, it's just... The ship is crashing, and I'm so scared, and I never got the chance to tell you how much I loved you, and how much I love the kids, and just, I'm so sad that I'm never gonna be able to see you guys again, and just, I'm so sorry for everything I've done, and just, I just want you to know that I'm gonna be thinking of you.
This is awkward. Since we're gonna die, I should probably tell you, I fucked your wife. So while you're making that message, can I also hop on there? So what? I could,
She's the queen, yes, of course. We all fuck my wife. What are you talking about? There's only one woman here.
Oh. Okay, it's cool?
It's cool. You and, Terry and Euronymous and Dorcas and everyone else has fucked my wife already.
You know, I didn't quite understand the whole thing, but like now that you've explained I think that makes more sense. Oh, really? Jimothy too?
Yeah.
Shit.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. I didn't realize.
Yep.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, tell her to say hi.
What was it again? What was your name again? Beardy or Timmy?
What? I'm Timmy.
Oh, Jimothy?
Timmy.
No, he's Jimothy. I'm Timmy.
I'm shit.
Queen.
Anyway, we all look alike,
my
but
queen?
I mean.
Hello, my queen. Hello, yes, my queen. My queen.
Yeah.
Tell her.
Yes, hello.
Tell
it's
her
me.
Say hi.
Yeah, well, shit, guys, that was,
Whoa.
That was cool. That was, not what I expected from Alien.
Me neither. I did not think Dallas Corbin was gonna betray them like that. That was crazy.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Typically, you can trust someone named after a U.S. city.
That's true. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I feel like all of the Alien movies kind of end up the same way, you know? It was good, I guess. I don't know. It felt like the first one a lot, kind of in, like, how serious it was and, like... You know, you get one ship.
Yeah,
it takes place in the future.
Though, does that a lot, though, too.
I like how those two guys were cousins because, like, it's kind of like a, it's kind of vaguely Star Warsy where they like find out they're related to each other.
But they
could
still kiss and stuff.
That's fun.
Yeah.
But they still could kiss because they're a third cousin.
Yeah.
That's probably what they're doing on that.
That was my favorite part, honestly.
Yeah, this edit they probably cut out the kiss for time. You know, just for
release
time's
the kiss
sake.
Cut.
Release the kiss cut.
Give us the Fede Alvarez kiss cut. Mm-hmm. Hey, if also listeners, if you have access to Fede Alvarez, DM him. Release the kiss cut.
Access to him.
Release that kiss cut.
Tell him no. Don't do it. Don't harass him.
Harass him.
Yeah.
What is it?
Cutter, go bother him.
Cutter and Rugby. Cutby.
Oh yeah, Cutby all the way.
Ooh.
Us Cutby Rudder? Shippers. Rug? You know, we deserve Rugter? Justice. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Rugter. Yeah.
But, you know, thanks for letting me, you know, just play a fucking whole movie, like a real legit movie on, you know, hopefully don't get copyright claim, but.
Yeah, but like, I'm really happy that we got to hear this first before anybody else. That was pretty cool.
Yeah, everyone missed out, really.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, listeners, you didn't, if you're listening to this. And you don't know how you.
You know, it was kind of weird when the movie took like a 30-minute break to have like a gay orgy. But I don't know. I kind of just, I thought it made sense a little bit.
That's all the movies I watch.
Oh.
Yeah.
A gorgy.
I feel like modern day movies have that
fit a lot.
Right in.
Yeah. You got to throw it. The gorgy. The
Batman versus Superman. Planet of the Apes.
The gorgy keeps the audience engaged. Yeah. It's where like in older films, they would put an intermission.
You know, when.
Yeah,
when
basically.
When Fede Alvarez said that it was going to be like a. There was going to be a gorgy. I thought that he just meant like gore and or like there was a lot of gore, not gay orgy, you know.
Nah, turns out gay orgy.
Galian.
Mm. Yeah.
Honestly, really brought the quality of the film up for me.
Galian Dumulus.
Galian Dumulus.
Galian Dumulus. That's
no.
That's the title of that. There it is right there. There's the title.
It's the title. Yeah. Galian Dumulus.
See, we had to change the title so we didn't get copyright claim.
True,
that's
true,
why.
True.
That's all.
And
it's the real movie.
That way,
it's
when
the
we do
movie,
the actual review of Alien Romulus, we still have the SEO in our favor for
exactly.
Alien Romulus. Not Galian Dumulus.
Not Galian Dumulus.
Once the movie comes out, like on Blu-ray, DVD, listeners, I want you guys to do a cut of this podcast, you know, the real audio. With the visuals, you know, perfect.
Sync it'll
it
up, line up perfectly, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, because it's from the movie. Yeah.
Yeah.
With all six cast members.
Oh, yeah. Well, those aliens, you know, the talking. I did like that they had the xenomorphs talk this time, because, you know, it gets kind of old.
We haven't done that yet.
Hiss,
that was interesting.
This, yeah.
I wasn't expecting those voices, but it really, they make sense. When you really really think about it, they make sense.
Yeah, a lot of flip-flopping accents in from the xenomorphs, but, you know, I guess that's aliens for you.
And the humans.
An interesting creative humans. Choice.
Interesting,
you know?
Yeah, for like parts of it, I couldn't tell if it was a guy or a girl and shit, but yeah, where can, you know, speaking of like, you know, keeping in touch, we were talking about that earlier, you know, where can people find y'all?
Yeah, find me at Gibbledang on Instagram, you know, I've got some customs coming up, making some, right now I'm actually making a Chappie mini mate, which funny enough, the director.
Oh, Chappie, oh, it's me, Chappie, oh, Chappie, you got me, Ninja Chappie.
I am alive.
Which funny, that movie was directed by Neil Blomkamp, you know, he made District 9, he made Elysium, and he was originally going to make Alien 5, like a reboot of
like
Alien
3, but it's like a sequel to 2.
Like the way that Halloween does, like, okay, all the other ones don't count except this one.
Yeah.
There was going to be one of those for the Alien movies, like, I think 10 years ago, maybe, or like 8 years ago. It fell apart, but, you know, funny little factoid for you. Find me at Gibbledang. That's it.
Nice.
Well, what you're about to say is exactly where they can find me. Gym Leader Nate on everything. nice. You know, if you need hit me up with any questions about our fantastic Romulus movie. I should be posting some things, hopefully going to make some new Pokemon art again and posting some more just fun Fakemon stuff on my Instagram.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Hell York.
Nice.
Hell York.
Yeah, that's sick. Yeah, if you want to follow me, I'm Dodala. I'm on Instagram at Dodala.art. I've been actually posting a lot of art and little comics. Been trying to stay consistent and just get that like skills up, so... Yeah, you can follow me there and make sure you're following No Dumb Idea on Instagram and anywhere you can follow podcasts and YouTube and such. Yeah.
Let's go.
I want to thank Tim. I want to thank
special
Alien number 3.
Rugby,
Dara,
get over here, you bloody cunt.
I want to thank Feared word. Thanks for dying.
Kleptomaniac Rugby. Oh, I already introduced you. Who's the other one? Dallas Corbin. Yeah,
thanks. What? No one knew.
Thanks for the thanks for Cutter's parents dying or leaving or something mysterious.
Galien.
Yeah, his
Galien
fucking jaw.
Shout out to Galien. Shout out to the alien queen.
Look out for the sequel. The queen.
Hey, before we go, I did want to give one special thanks. Shout out to Lag9K for the new Aliens theme, which I will be playing it uninterrupted, unedited, or any, you know, fiddling with as God intended. But yeah, so go, you know, give it a listen, and if you like what you hear, you know, go give a thank your local Lag9K. I have also included a post to the theme some bloopers and outtakes for your entertainment. Enjoy. That's good. We'll do a scene with Aline and Cutter, if that's cool.
Yeah, that sounds good. So Cutter is gonna be like at the like table still eating, and just like he's just using his time, and he's just cutting giant slices of meat off of, like, he's just cutting just up all of his food into like dices. And like he can only eat it if it's like finely chopped. So he's like,
nice. All right, I'll cut real quick.
Oh, I gotcha.
There's gonna be.
Sorry. Okay.
Nice. So, at this point, those escape. They go on the escape pod.
Oh, I was thinking before
and
that.
And then essentially, like,
could it be like a Scooby Doo? Mm-hmm. Like they're running in the hallways, and then they go into one door, and then they go into the other door,
sure.
And then they chase like back and forth like that.
Like in fucking.
Well, that's just a description sure, of what happened. I mean, we don't need to act it out.
Yeah,
that's, just, that's how I imagine it happens.
Because I was going to say, yeah, I was like, how do we podcast that?
Just play the Scooby Doo song.
Yeah. So, yeah. Oh, fair. Oh, man. Oh, that was.
So it's cool?
Yeah. I mean, it's just as.
Or is there anything else? I don't know. I'm trying to think if there's anything else. I mean,
oh, sorry, I was just thinking about that moment. I found that one really funny.
Oh, so it's cool.
We all fucked her. That's the whole point. Oh, yeah. so it's cool. The, yeah. We're all chill.
Yeah, dude. What are you talking about? We have a schedule.